想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。
Hello and welcome to this week's Roundtable Word of the Week. This week we're taking a look at some of the most hated online abbreviations on the English Internet.
欢迎来到这周的词汇小百科。这周我们要给大家介绍一些缩写词。
Yeah, and the thing is you got to remember that use these phrases and abbreviations selectively because you might not always get a very positive reaction. So the first one is LOL, perhaps the oldest.Online abbreviation in the English language. Do you know what it means? It means laugh out loud, which Hyang just did. But the problem is that this specific abbreviation has become part of our lexicon, part of the words that we use. And so sometimes, to everyone's frustration and annoyance, some people, instead of laughing, will just say lol or LOL. Oh, LOL, that was so funny, rather than actually laughing.
Okay, so LOL 是大笑的意思. But isn't it really annoying when you're actually saying it and not texting it?
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, never say LOL, because people will think that you're kind of stupid. And then the next one is YOLO.
YOLO!
YOLO means you only live once.I'm not even sure where this came from, but it was, you know, an idea that, like, you know, you should go out there and you should, you know, have your adventure, you should, you know, live life to the fullest and celebrate and so on and so on. But as you just heard from Hyang and I, it gets old very quickly.
YOLO 就是你这辈子只活这一次，仅此一生。那也就是说，你要珍惜生活中的各种机会，好好的活下去，这类的意思吧。Or why can't you just say it in a more sophisticated way, like carpe diem?
Right. And then there is, of course, TBH, or to be honest. And so basically, you know, we expect you to be honest all the time. You don't need to tell us that you're being honest.
To be honest, 就是老实说的意思. But do you actually use it that often? Maybe
no,
not.
No, I mean, I definitely don't. But a very similar one is in my humble opinion or in my honest opinion. So IMHO. The H is redundant. You don't need to use it. The M is redundant. You can just say IO, but that's just kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. I think only the social media native generation probably might use it.
Mm-hmm. And then there is JFGI, a little bit difficult to say, but it can be quite fun to actually write down when someone's really annoying you. So that a lot of this came from this idea of a website, let me Google that for you, or lmgtfy.com, let me Google that for you. So the idea being is that someone comes to you and they ask a question,And it's a question that they can answer themselves if they only go and search for the answer. So JFGI, just effing Google it.
Okay. 如果要是用中文来说这个词的话，应该就是百度一下会使吗？为什么你自己不能够去寻找答案，非要问别人呢？这也是一种非常犀利的回应的方式。
And then there is TLDR. Actually, this is one of the more popular abbreviations that's used online. It stands for too long, didn't read. And so really, it's just basically there was a really long article that everyone's talking about, and you just say TLDR. I didn't read it.
I wish there is a Chinese equivalent to this. 意思就是太长了，所以我没读。I think there are so many articles that deserve this kind of treatment.
And it's really interesting, too, because blog culture on the American internet, at least, has kind of reappropriated this. And so what they've done is instead of saying this is the summary of an article, they say TLDR, and then they give you the summary of an article. And then there is IYKWIM, if you know what I mean.
如果你知道我的意思的话，点点点。So do people actually use this?
I've never seen this before.
This is a bit too long, I think.
But funny enough, and maybe you can guess what that is, the response to that is NIDKWYM.
What does that mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
I think it's sort of trying hard to decipher a code. It's beyond me.
And then TMI, this is one that's actually come into our lexicon. So for example, you know, maybe I'm sharing a bit too much information with Hyang about my daily routine. And she says, John, TMI.Too much information.
Yeah, 信息量太大，让你脑洞大开。I think it's quite a useful phrase. I'll use it on you all the time, John.
Oh, gosh. I've created a monster. Next up, A-F-A-I-R, or in some cases, and I think more usually, A-F-A-I-K. So as far as I recall, or as far as I know.
就是据我回忆。This is slightly different from I-M-H-O, right?
Oh, it's very different. It's very different, but at the same time,useless, basically. And if you're going to take the time to write this out, you might as well just write out as far as I know. And then the last but not least, and again, this is one of the more popular ones, the one that's used quite often, because you got to be careful sometimes. You know, sometimes you may come across a link or an article, or maybe some pictures that you think is quite interesting. And then you send it to your friend, and your friend opens the email. They open the link at work. Their boss walks by.They see what they're looking at, and then maybe they get in trouble. Maybe they get fired. And so next time, instead of just sending it to them, you can put in the subject line NSFW. So not safe for work.
就是不适合在工作场合来看或读的影像或文字。这样的话也是给收到这个信息的人一个提醒。I think it's a very considerate thing to do for your friend.
And that's all we have for this week's Word of the Week. Again, use these abbreviations carefully and sparingly, and you'll have some pretty good results.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。